Measles was declared eliminated in the U.S. in 2000, but the country is about to lose that designation as cases and outbreaks rapidly grow. WHYY's Nicole Leonard spoke with infectious disease experts about the threat locally.
Pennsylvania health experts say people should expect more alerts and notices about measles exposures in their communities going forward. Immunologist Meenal Moulier of the Philadelphia College of Osteopathic Medicine says measles is so contagious that one person could infect 12 to 18 others if they're not vaccinated.
Measles can stay airborne for 2 hours and even on surfaces for 2 hours after the person has left that area. That's why you see those exposure notices, and that is one of the reasons that makes it more contagious, is because it is there even when the patient isn't.
People who have not gotten two doses of the MMR vaccine are most at risk of infection. Symptoms can include fever, cough, and a runny nose, followed by a red spotted skin rash. Anyone who suspects a measles infection should call their health provider before visiting a doctor's office. Nicole Leonard, WHYY News.
SEPTA is activating AI-powered cameras on city trolleys to crack down on illegally parked vehicles. Reports say that cameras on lines T1 through T5 and the G1 route are going live today and issuing warnings during a 60-day grace period. Starting April 1st, violators will face a fine of $51. Officials say trained parking authority officers will review all violations before citations are issued. Cold and cloudy outside on this Monday, 36 degrees right now in Center City, Philadelphia. Those clouds sticking around for the rest of the day and into tonight. Chilly tonight, temperatures dropping down into the sub-freezing range, about 30 degrees in the overnight hours. Then tomorrow morning, a slim chance for some snow that turns into a chance of rain. Temperatures tomorrow, though, get into the lower 40s. Looks like we are not going to be seeing that lunar eclipse, at least in Philadelphia.